Well, the kitchen party, and so happy to have back in studio in person, Jessica Russell. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming by. Now, you certainly made a big splash and put on a lot of miles in 2023 with your dive bar tour. How was it?
It was so good. I think I hit just over 10,000 kilometers on the car.
Nice.
Brand new car. Yeah, it was great. I think I did 13 shows from here to BC. I did 4 in Vancouver when I got there just to end things off. And it was a blast. I met a lot of people and sang a lot of songs.
And then you came back for Christmas.
And then I flew back home, yep, for Christmas. And I'm actually leaving again. I'm going to go do it all again.
So you got the bug now. You want to travel more.
I do.
All right. So let's look at this tour. First of all, the best show you had.
Ooh, I think the best was actually in Winnipeg. There's a lot of country fans in Winnipeg. I wasn't sure. I'd never been to the venue, but I absolutely loved it. It was a big brewery. A bunch of my friends that live in Winnipeg were there, and the place was full. There was like 250 people, and it was really awesome. Everyone loved it, and I got to talk to a lot of people after the show, which was fantastic.
Awesome. So now the worst show.
Oh, I don't want to give a worst because that's mean, but there was one that there was probably about 5 people at,
okay.
And it was in Ontario. But some of the other Ontario ones were okay, so nothing bad.
Well, if we look at Ontario, you had one really positive thing happen there.
I did, yes. I went to the studio to record a new tune.
Now, we were talking actually that day. I think you were on your way to the studio when you gave us the update.
Yes.
And you were going to lay down some tracks. So you have another new song.
I do, yes. So the new one's called Pause On Over. I wrote it, I think, last year. And yeah, I was posting little clips of it, and I connected with a producer in Ontario, and he said he'd love to help me record it, so I stopped by.
So you walked into the studio, never been there before, never met the guy in person.
Right, yeah.
And you just said, I'm here to sing.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was awesome. It was like a huge studio, but in their house.
Okay.
But looked so cool, like very professional, all the equipment, all the things.
So you walked into this professional house full of studio gear.
I did.
And one take, lay down track?
So I played the song, like the scratch track that I had for the musicians, and instantly they were like, okay, we got it. And they just started playing. I'm like, you guys are insane. Like, it was the coolest thing.
So session musicians,
yeah.
Any of them that we would know?
Yeah, so actually the guitar player, we were chatting later on, and he actually tours with Nate Holler right now.
Oh, really?
His name's Josh. He's very cool, very great.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So he was the most notable part of the group then.
Yeah, this producer actually, he's a drummer as well, and he was touring with a bunch of Ontario musicians. They were going on a little tour right after I left too.
Okay.
So they're really awesome.
So from there, the song got a few miles on it too.
It did, yeah. I kept playing it all the way out to Vancouver, letting everyone know, hey guys, it's coming out in a couple months, stay tuned, and everyone loved it.
So, wow, how can we get this song other than listening to it here very shortly
on
the show?
So it's available everywhere now. You can get it at Spotify, Apple Music. You can buy it on iTunes if people still do that. YouTube Music, that one's free. And yeah, just find it anywhere. Give it a stream.
So this is 2 songs in the course of a year, essentially. Does that mean that you're working on an album?
I might be. Yeah, I think I have 1 or 2 more singles to come and hopefully an album in the fall.
Okay. You have the title of the album already picked out, I'm sure.
I don't know, actually. I think I'm going to go with whichever single does the best. So
This
might be it.
Okay. So it's not going to be Jessica Russell sings her favorites or anything like that?
No, not quite.
All right. Just kind of curious. Or New Ross's new tunes?
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah. Just a thought. You know, if you need help with this, let me know.
Oh, thanks.
Right?
I'll be over.
All right. So this next part of your journey, similar to what the first one was, again, hitting bars across Canada or what?
Yeah. So I'm hoping to do another one starting in June, beginning of June. But I'm going to do it from Vancouver back to Nova Scotia. And my final show it's already booked. It'll be at Oak Island on July 31st.
Nice.
So I'll be here. I'll be back.
Awesome. And yeah, you play Oak Island quite often.
I do. Yeah. I'm booked up for the summer, so I'll be there a couple times.
Up on the fireplace.
Excited. Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Great spot to see a show, that's
for
sure.
Oh, it's fantastic.
All right. Anything else before we get into this brand new tune?
No, I think that's it. I hope you guys love it.
So, inspiration for the song.
Oh, well, I think once you hear it, you might know. It's a song about breaking up and wishing you weren't broken up for a day.
So Taylor Swift inspiration here. Okay, gotcha. You'll be doing like an Eras tour eventually.
Oh, I hope so.
All right. Well, you want to do the official introduction?
All right. My name's Jessica Russell, and this is my new song, Pause On Over.
Here it is on The Kitchen Party, Country 100.7.